USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approves a stopgap funding bill to fund the government through midnight on Sunday. The vote was 320 to 60, needing two-thirds to pass. With 380 members voting, the bill needed 254 yeas. The continuing resolution will give congressional leaders until Sunday to come up with the deal on a new coronavirus stimulus bill. House Majority Whip James Clyburn saying he's hopeful they will come to an agreement.
What we need to do is close the deal, hopefully get a vote, and that will spread joy throughout the land.
Vice President Mike Pence is celebrating the first anniversary of the U.S. Space Force. He says the branch will ensure that America remains as dominant in space as it is on Earth. Sunday is the official anniversary when President Trump signed into law the sixth branch of the armed forces. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More details coming out regarding Hunter Biden's laptop.
The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is, and he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know, I mean, in pure intellectual capacity. And as long as he's good, we're good.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A SpaceX rocket launch set for Friday morning is now looking to be set off on Saturday. The company announcing on Twitter they would take more time for system checkouts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
College athletes will get their day before the Supreme Court. The court planning to hear two cases to decide if collegiate athletes should be paid. An appeals court recently upheld a ruling barring the NCAA from capping player compensation in Division I football and basketball programs. As far as if he thinks it's a good idea to pay collegiate athletes, Urban Meyer, Fox Sports football analyst, says...
Bills can affect in three ways. Number one, recruiting. Whenever you talk about college sports, it begins and ends with recruiting. I hear people say that's not supposed to be used as an inducement. That's crazy. That's going to be a huge inducement for markets like Columbus, Ohio, and places like that. Number two is the chemistry of a locker room. You have one player that could make tens of thousands of dollars, another player that's struggling to survive because they come from tough circumstances. How does that equate? And then this might be the most important, the mental health of student athletes. I've witnessed this just in the last 10 years, from the social media to the expectations of parents, family members, that if you make this money to go to the NFL, you can help us. A 17, 18, 19-year-old should not have that stress on them about supporting their family. You know what they should worry about? Getting great grades, developing great work ethic, improving their skill. And if football works for them, great. If not, have a nice career in some other endeavors.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, some NCAA football college championship games set to take place on Saturday, highlighted by the SEC championship game, where Florida plays Alabama. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.